Track 7, Council raises concerns over reorganisation. Newton Abbott Town Council has expressed its concerns at the local government reorganisation in a letter to the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government shared with the Advertiser. Despite failing to have reached a consensus among councillors, the Town Council say they felt compelled to raise concerns despite town and parish councils not being contained in a long list of statutory bodies, including police, education and health bodies and other public sector and business organisations. The letter from March the 25th, signed by the Mayor of Newton Abbott Town Council, Councillor Colin Parker, the Town Clerk and Chair of the LGR Working Group, Councillor Mike Joyce, raises concerns with the lack of credible economic driver in the Devon Coast and countryside part of the model proposed by Exeter City Council and Plymouth City Council. They also feel the size of the new proposed single unitary option, making it one of the largest councils in England, serving 840,000 residents, would represent a loss of local representation. The correspondence by the Town Council also suggests that far from simplifying the local government arrangements, the new multi-layered system will make for ill-defined and unaccountable bodies, rendering local government even harder to understand for residents. Additional concerns, they say, are around the erosion of the power of town and parish councils as a consequence of the establishment of unelected, potentially unrepresentative and powerless neighbourhood advisory committees, local community networks. They also queried the limited time being allowed for consultation on such complex proposals. The closing statement in the letter says, Newton Abbott Town Council is not opposed to the concept of local government reorganisation and understands the importance and necessity of reform as well as of local representation. Above all else, the welfare and economic viability of Devon's communities must be at the forefront of any decision taken with regard to the future makeup of our county.
Savings to be made on Easter childcare expenses. HM Revenue and Customs are urging families across the South West sign up to tax-free childcare before booking their Easter holiday provision. Working families who sign up to tax-free childcare can make yearly savings of £2,000 off their childcare costs for each of their children up to the age of 11 and £4,000 for disabled children up to the age of 16. Almost 50,000 families in the South West save money on their childcare in December. HMRC's Chief Customer Officer Myrtle Lloyd said £2,000 a year off childcare bills can make a big difference to household expenses. There are plenty of childcare providers to choose from to suit your needs and your children's interests. Sign up today to make those savings for the Easter school holidays and for your plans for the rest of the year. Once a tax-free childcare account has been opened for each child, the government tops it up by £2 for every £8 deposited. A total of £46.6 million in government cash was added to accounts in December. The latest figures show contributing to the cost of childcare for almost 660,000 children. A family can save up to £500 every 3 months for each child, £1,000 every 3 months if the child is disabled, which can be used to pay for any approved childcare. Parents can choose from thousands of providers now accepting tax-free childcare as payment, including wraparound care or childminders for term time care, or holiday clubs and workshops during the school holidays. Once an account is open, parents can deposit money to use straight away or keep it in the account for whenever it's needed. Any unused money in the account can be withdrawn at any time.
Shepherd Holiday Huts approved. Planners have approved a bid to create holiday accommodation in Shepherd Huts on land at King's Kerswell. Teignbridge Council Planning Committee agreed to grant planning permission with several conditions to the proposal for huts for holiday use at stables on land south of Saturday's Lane. The site already had approval for the stables and for a sand ring for horses. Over the past few years, the land was also used to store Shepherd Hut mobile cabins with bedrooms, baths and kitchens. Cabins stored on the site have been rented out on a weekly basis for customer use off-site. After use, the cabins are then returned to the site for continued storage. The application was to keep the cabins permanently on-site to be used for on-site holiday lettings. Only one family at a time would be able to rent the holiday facility. Two of the cabins would be bedrooms for two people in each. Another cabin would provide bathroom and toilet facilities. The other cabin would be used as a kitchen and dining area. However, there were 12 letters of objection to the plans, raising concerns about the impact on the residential area, noise and disturbance to properties in the area. King's Kurzweil Parish Council's Planning Committee supported the objections, in particular the impact to the environment and biodiversity, and called in the application to be considered by the Planning Committee. A planning officer's statement explained, "The proposal seeks permission for a holiday use unit comprising three shepherd huts, which would include one bedroom with two bed spaces, bathroom, small sauna and a small living area. The huts would sit on a metal-wheeled subframe featuring timber-clad elevations, metal curved roof and treated timber windows and doors. Two of the cabins would be bedrooms for two people in each, another cabin used as a bathroom and toilet facility. Initially, five huts were proposed, but the current scheme has reduced the number to three. Members of the planning committee voted unanimously to grant planning permission, subject to conditions including that the development be carried out in accordance with the approved plans and before siting of the huts, details of specification, material and finishes for the elevational timber cladding and the roof covering for each hut by approved by the council."
Community awards recognise local heroes. Individuals in Bobby Tracy and Heathfield have been recognised for their achievements and contribution to the community. At the Bobby Tracy and Heathfield Annual Town Meeting Awards were presented by Mayor Sheila Brooke to those who are making a difference. Citizen of the Year Award went to Linda Pusey, who supports a number of initiatives, including the community fridge and social supermarket. She accepted her award after the audience was told that she was making a real practical difference to the people of Bobby Tracy. She also taught swimming, volunteered at the Dartmoor Hub Community Kitchen, helped at carnival events, marshalled at the food event, and took part in the Great Big Green Week. "You do so much for others, you must take time to look after yourself," said Councillor Brooke. Another presentation on the night went to Marion Edwards, who for the second year running was named Honorary Representative of the Lord of the Manor of Bobby Tracy. And a Young Citizen of the Year went to 10-year-old Willow, a pupil at St Catherine's Church of England Primary School.